relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Did you watch either of the debates last night? We had a division of labor. I felt bad for Jeff. I said, you have to watch the Biden debate. And he said, it's going to be fun. We're going to wait for him to trip up, and I get to watch the presidential debate. Oh, my gosh, that Guthrie lady. How annoying. 43 questions she had, and constant interruptions. But the president took it all in his stride. Very nicely done. But let's listen to a cut from the Biden town hall. The puff, soft town hall with the lovely, soft, puff piece questions. And he said something he may regret in the next 17 days. He may have regretted it, I think, the second he said it. What do you think about being forced to be vaccinated with a Rona vaccine? Cut nine.
There should be a plan when we have the vaccine. How do we distribute it?
And once we get it, if it's safe, if it's effective, will you mandate its use?
It depends on the state of the nature of the vaccine, when it comes out, and how it's being distributed. That would depend on. But I would think that we should be talking about, depending on the continuation of the spread of the virus, we should be thinking about making it mandatory.
How could you enforce that?
Well, you couldn't. That's the problem. Just like you can't enforce measles. You can't come to school unless you have a measles shot. You know, you can't. But you can't say everyone has to do this.
So that answer should disqualify him from being president. Because he said in one breath, it should be mandated. Yes, everyone should be forced by government to be vaccinated. And then he says, but we can't do it physically. Well, then you're not a leader. You have no idea what you're talking about. Or you thought that you made a mistake, and then you waffled and you flip-flopped. But here's something that's even worse. Transgenderism. The idea that you can choose to be another sex, which is in fact impossible, because if you could choose to be another sex, you could choose to be a bowl of petunias. You could choose to be a whale. You could choose to be a school bus. You can't do any of those things. But sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden thinks that you can. And not only that, 8-year-old children should be allowed to mutilate themselves with those transgender procedures. Cut five.
The idea that an 8-year-old child or a 10-year-old child decides, you know, I decided I want to be transgender. That's what I think I'd like to be. It may make my life a lot easier. There should be zero discrimination. And what's happening is too many transgender women of color are being murdered. They're being murdered.
Can I just do the last bit first? Too many transgender women of color being murdered. How many transgender women of color are there in America? And what is the murder rate? It's just an alternate universe. And then the first half. An 8-year-old should be allowed
to transmogrify into an opposite sex to make the child's life easier? Is that why 40% of those who go transgender surgery and hormone therapy attempt suicide? Because their lives are easier afterward? This is the sheer insanity that a Biden-Harris administration would unleash on the world. Stop it. 17 days. Support the president, volunteer, get friends registered, and get them to the voting station. Now, let me share with you something I teased a little bit earlier, or rather 2 hours ago. I was surprised. I sent a text to somebody at a very large, successful cable news company that's not left-wing. And I didn't expect to spend the next 30 minutes in a text conversation with dozens of texts back and forth. Now, this individual may not seem to be a deep dive, number crunching, mathematical whiz, but he is one of the smartest people on that cable platform. And he shared with me why he thinks the president will have a landslide victory. And I want to share with you, I haven't got his permission to give you his name, so I won't. So here's just the unclassified open source material that he shared with me. First, let's talk about the president's rallies. Not the way that they're usually discussed. Oh, it's really great, and look at the numbers. No. Look at what the campaign is divulging. They're not keeping it closed. They are divulging after each massive rally because they register people. They have to go online. They have to get their phone number. They do a demographic analysis of who comes to each rally. And I'll just choose one, which is indicative of the president's rally in Sanford. Of the people who went to the rally or who wanted to go, the total, the N set, the data set, was 15,852 people. Now that is bigger than any poll. The average poll is 1,000 to 2,000. It's a joke. It means nothing. And as my friend said, they're not polls, they're suppression operations. They are you want to talk about voter suppression? They are voter suppression operations. So one event, 15,852 individuals registered. Are you ready? Might want to write this down because it's really interesting. 31.8% were not Republicans historically. 31% not Republicans. 16% were Democrats. And 24% didn't even vote 4 years ago. And 14% haven't even voted in the last four elections in America. But they are so mobilized that they are registering and coming to a Trump event. And all the campaign has to do with your help is to turn that into actual ballots. We've never seen figures like that. At a Republican event, 16% are Democrats, 31% don't identify or didn't identify as Republicans. Let's talk about a couple of polls that are a little bit more reliable. I like what Rasmussen does. The man, Rasmussen, not his company that he sold. But here are some Gallup and Fox figures. According to Gallup, the majority of Americans say that the president will win, which is interesting. Just a measurement of the mood. The majority of Americans think he will win. Based upon the Trafalgar model, Fox has a poll in which the majority of Americans
say that their neighbor is voting for Trump. Now, why is that interesting? Because in an age of cancel culture, people don't want to admit that they are voting for the president, but they are happy to talk about their neighbor. And they think the majority of Americans think their neighbor is voting for the president. Why is that? The majority of those polled by Gallup stated that the president is a strong and decisive leader in comparison to Joe Biden. The majority polled by Gallup say that they agree with the president on the main issues. And then lastly, a Rasmussen poll. According to Rasmussen, President Donald J. Trump's approval rating today is the same, is at the same level as President Obama's approval rating in 2012. And who won that election? We're here to give you the truth. According to my friend, the president will hold Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, Arizona, Ohio, and Indiana. And he has a running shot at several more. Keep the faith, my friends. It's looking good. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back with your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
Conscience and religious liberty undergirds all of our other rights because it tells the government that it cannot tell us what to think or who we can assemble with or how we can worship or what we can say. But this bedrock principle of American liberty is now under attack.
It's actually why we were created as a nation. Before we became a nation, the people who came here to be free religiously. And then we broke from the most powerful empire in the world to protect our liberties. But they are under assault right now. Right now. There's an organization, however, that's standing up to fight for all of us. Whether it's a cake baker who refuses to bake cakes for things he deems not to be marriages, and I agree with him. Did you get that, Media Matters? Man and a man cannot marry. A woman cannot marry. The history of mankind, and I use that word deliberately, is that a marriage is between a man and a woman, and forever so shall it be. Get typing. People who are persecuted for that belief, people who are removed from their position at a university in Florida because they talk about their Christian faith, ADF fights for them all the way to the Supreme Court. And they do it for free because of you. Please support this incredible organization because these rights are all of our rights. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, and make an investment in your liberty of $100 or whatever your best gift might be so that we can support everyone's freedom of religion and freedom of speech. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com. Click on the ADF banner or call them at 877-412-5888. That's 877-412-5888. Sebgorka.com, the ADF banner. Thank you in advance. This is all of our fight. So, during one of the debates yesterday,
the one that many more people watched, because it was with my boss, the president. There was a lady sitting behind the president who was repeatedly nodding in approval of what he was saying, because she agrees with him. She's a woman, and she's a minority. She's not white. And she's under attack now. Why? Did she commit a crime? No. Well, she did for the left. She openly indicated her support for the president. Let me give you an example of what the left and the Never Trump movement has become. There is a man I'd like you to check out on Twitter. He goes by the sobriquet of Radio Free Tom. His Twitter handle is Radio Free Tom. His name, it's at the top of his Twitter feed, is Tom Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S. Tom Nichols posted this at 8:42 p.m. yesterday. Journalists, if you don't find out who that woman is nodding behind Trump at the undecided voter town hall, then I don't know what you're getting paid for. In modern colloquial parlance, that is called a demand for doxing, to publicly identify somebody who is not a public figure. Now, why does this matter, this form of bullying? Because of who this man is. Again, Tom Nichols, Twitter, Radio Free Tom. Write it down. Because Tom Nichols happens to be paid by you. He works for you. He is a government employee of the federal government. He is a faculty member. You're surprised, right? A professor. Well, you should be, because he's not at Harvard. He's not at Yale. He's not at Brown. He works for the Defense Department as a professor of strategy at the Naval War College. Yeah, he teaches our naval and other service officers, is paid for by the Pentagon to do so. Do you have a comment? Would you like to say something to Professor Nichols? I invite you to do so. He's on Twitter, and he is a public figure. So look on that platform for Radio Free Tom and tell him and the U.S. Navy, as I did this morning, you can actually tell the U.S. Navy. You can send them a message, as I did, when you are responding to Nichols' demand to dox, to identify a private citizen simply because they are publicly agreeing with the Commander-in-Chief of the United States. You can tell this man what you think of him, and I think you should tell the Navy, and you should tell the U.S. War College about what you think of this man. The U.S. Navy's Twitter handle is at U.S. Navy. And the Naval War College, very simply, is at Naval War College. Express yourself. Live with the full freedom of the First Amendment to tell Radio Free Tom, who works for you on your dime, and tell the U.S. Navy and the Naval War College what you think about a federally funded academic demanding that journalists investigate and identify a black
a minority woman. Why? Because she nodded, sat behind the president, and Radio Free Tom couldn't stand it. Next time, it could be you. Stand up for this wonderful lady and stand up against the bullies, the petty, shriveled, little, insignificant men. Men, scratch that. Snowflakes like Tom Nichols. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We will be back with the president's attorney, Jenna Ellis. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
I have not been a fan of court packing because I think it just generates what will happen. Whoever wins, it just keeps moving in a way that is inconsistent with what is going to be manageable.
So you're still not a fan?
Well, I'm not a fan. I then say it depends on how this turns out, not how he wins, but how it's handled, how it's handled. But there's a number of things that are going to be coming up, and there's going to be a lot of discussion about other alternatives as well.
What does that mean, how it's handled? How will that determine
for example, if there's actually real live debate on the floor, if people are really going to be able to have a time to go through this, you know, I don't know anybody who's gone on the floor and that's been a controversial justice in terms of making fundamentally altering the makeup of the court that's gone through in a day kind of thing. I mean, it depends on how much they rush this. And you think about it, George. Here you got a lot of people not being able to pay their mortgage, not being able to put food on the table, not being able to keep their business open, not being able to do anything to deal with what's going on in terms of the economy as a consequence of COVID. And they have no time to deal with that, but they have time to rush this through.
Well, right now, it looks like they're going to have a vote around Halloween. So if they vote on it before the election, you are open to expanding the court?
I'm open to considering what happens from that point on.
You know, you said so many times during the campaign, all through the course of your career, it's important to level with
the American
people.
It is, but George, if I say, no matter what answer I gave you, if I say it, that's the headline tomorrow. It won't be about what's going on now, the improper way they're proceeding.
But don't voters have a right to know where you stand?
They do have a right to know where I stand, and they'll have a right to know where I stand before they vote.
So you'll come out with a clear position before Election Day?
Yes, depending on how they handle this.
Can somebody help me, please? I need a translator. I have no idea what that man was babbling about. I'm Sebastian Gorka, this is America First, and we have a guest in studio, a regular friend of America First. Maybe she can help me. Constitutional law attorney, senior legal advisor to the Trump campaign, and counsel to the president, Jenna Ellis. Follow her on Twitter, Jenna Ellis, ESQ. What was that about?
Well, apparently we will find out Joe Biden's actual position after Halloween, like maybe 24 hours before Election Day.
If it works out the way some kind of magical, like something. Because you can't rush the hearing for Amy Coney Barrett, despite the fact, a little bit of history. May I just share? You remember this woman, Kamala Harris, talked about, we should follow what Honest Abe did with his nominee. Well, I did a bit of research about that nominee. His name Solomon P. Chase. And he wasn't nominated because it was an election year. He waited 2 months because the Senate was not in session. And when it came back in session in December, and this is the real peach, this nominee for the Supreme Court was nominated and confirmed on the same day.
On the same day.
That's pretty quick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Could we do that with Amy?
So, right. We should have, because she just got confirmed 3 years ago to the Seventh Circuit.
She's a known quantity.
Absolutely. She has had, there is nothing now. And even though they're trying to say, we need more paperwork.
So explain this. So we've had the whole week of hearings. She was confirmed 3 years ago as a circuit court federal judge.
Had to go through all the background checks, all the paperwork.
And now what's the issue? What's the issue
saying,
for the Democrats?
We need to hold this over until after the election because, we need more paperwork. And if you remember, let's hearken back all the way to 2 years ago.
I like to hearken back. Often.
Because
Especially backwards
because Democrats don't realize that history matters and that we actually have them on video when history matters.
Yes.
And so hearkening back to just 2 years ago, this was the same excuse that they gave with Kavanaugh initially.
Documents.
We need documents and we need another FBI investigation. But then the investigation happened too quickly. And then, remember, Joe Biden is completely lying when he is saying that they are just now considering court packing. Again, let's hearken back.
There's a whole video of every single instance the Democrats said the opposite.
And not only that, but when Gorsuch was first being confirmed, and when Kavanaugh was first going through his confirmation hearings, the two other Supreme Court justices that Trump put on the bench, Democrats were talking about court packing. I wrote an article in 2018, only 2 years ago, right, talking about Democrats, when they lose, they always want to change the rules.
Yes.
And I tweeted this morning, when they think they're going to lose. And this was all about court packing in the midst of Kavanaugh. Joe Biden is a liar to say, we need to figure out how this goes. I'm going to let you know my position right before the election. It's embarrassing and it's completely offensive to the American people.
You know, we don't use that phrase often enough. Someone is a liar. Just say it. There's one truth. It's not your truth, her truth, my truth. There's the truth. And when you deliberately misrepresent it, you're a liar. That's why we love Jenna Ellis. Follow her, Jenna Ellis Esquire, ESQ on Twitter. Counsel to the president, senior legal advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Jenna in a moment. We are broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Why? Because it doesn't dull the sense of pain. Its ingredients don't affect your pain senses. It attacks the source of the pain, the inflammation, and that's why it's worked for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. Find out if it could work for you like it works for Alicia in California. I'm a grocery store worker and I've been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Couldn't you be the next Alicia? Find out. Call 800-500-8384 or go to ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. You've waited long enough. Do it now.
The truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
Okay, I got 3.5 hours sleep, which is more than a boss usually does. You heard the story today. It was justified. But I'm not fresh as a daisy, but I'm not bad. I think the energy levels are there, and I've only had one pint of coffee. But the main reason is Mike Lindell. Of course it is. It's his pillow. He sold 51 million of them. The president uses them. Our whole team uses them. They're that good. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, just cuddles your cranium through the night. Use my name to get up to 50% off at MyPillow.com on all of his incredible products. The Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets, the mattress toppers, the travel pillows, the body pillows, the incredibly soft towels, and the pet bed. I might be having to buy another one. But we'll see. That story is yet to come. MyPillow.com, 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, secret code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with in-studio guest Jenna Ellis. Why? Because she's not a snowflake. We don't deal with snowflakes. We destroy snowflakes. Follow her right now, Jenna Ellis, ESQ. Let's talk about a battle that will soon be joined. We have 17 days to go. Voting has started all over the nation. Democrat governors and attorneys general have mailed out unbidden. These aren't absentee ballots because they weren't requested. These are automatically sent out mail-in ballots because they want to cheat. 80 million of them. We have heard the Democrats have collected an array of 2,000 to 3,000 lawyers to fight in the courts. What is the GOP doing? What's the campaign doing? You're a lawyer.
Yes.
So are we ready?
We are ready, and I'm working with that team as well. So you can go to protectthevote.com, which is the joint website with the campaign and the RNC, where we're fighting for election integrity. And importantly, we are fighting to preserve the integrity of the ballot, not just for the presidential election, but also all the way down to
the other.
Because this isn't just, and everybody will come out and say, oh, this is just President Trump, it's not the peaceful transition of power. That's complete.
It's whoever you're voting for
and in whatever election. Right. Because Americans deserve to have faith and confidence in the legitimacy of our system and to make sure that we, the people, actually get to voice our vote without having it either not counted for fraud or diluted because of fraud. And so what's happening is that these thousands and thousands and thousands of unsolicited ballots are being sent out. And people like, for example, Gretchen Whitmer up in Michigan is saying, well, we're going to count all of these other ballots that we might receive well after the deadline because we're not going to impose, quote, artificial deadlines by people with a political agenda.
It's like, every deadline is artificial, is it not?
Every deadline, the election has to end at some point. And I'm pretty sure that everyone in America in 2020 is more aware than at any other time there's an election happening.
So,
and if you don't go out and you don't get your ballot in by the deadline that is in your state, then that's not disenfranchising you. That's you missed the deadline.
Right. And it's respecting the system.
But what they're also trying to do, by the way, is in some states, through executive order, not even through the legislative process,
correct,
they're trying to manipulate election law. But then they're also trying to undermine security by not having signature matching, by saying, oh, it only has to be postmarked, not received. Well, guess what? You can postmark an envelope early.
Of course.
And that doesn't show anything.
So let me... So I am not a lawyer. I am not a professor of constitutional law. I've read the Constitution in grad school. I took a couple of law courses because I found them interesting. And the thing that kind of struck me, and excuse me for my naivete, is that law has a logic. It's not random. The whole point of the law, whichever system it is, whether it's the French system, whether it's the British system, the common law, constitutional law, is there must be an inherent logic to that legal function, that court hearing, that case.
We call that a rationale. Yes.
Well, see, I'm learning.
Yes.
Rationale.
The rationale of the law.
What, apologies for the stupid question, what is the rationale to say that in an election, the most sacred right we have in a political construct called the Republic, what is the rationale for saying you don't need a deadline to get your votes in and we don't need to check now for the first time ever, we don't need to check that the signature on the mailed-in ballot matches the signature on the voter registration rolls? What is the possible logic for doing that
Jenna Ellis.
Rigging the election.
Thank you.
That's it. And that's why we are challenging laws that will undermine election security so that there isn't an opportunity for fraud. And so many people on the liberal left, they're saying, well, look, there's not that many instances and only 1,000 ballots. Well, how much fraud is acceptable to you? Because when you have election integrity principles and it is a guaranteed constitutional right and privilege to exercise your vote, that's part of the franchise, then the law and what should be the rationale is to make sure to do that with the time, place, and manner that is the most safe and secure in terms of ballot integrity. The Democrats, again, are manipulating that term safe, and they're going, yes. Oh, well, we want you to have to wear a mask, and we're going to have safety in the election. Well, if we can stand in line at grocery stores, we can stand in line at the polls on election day.
And well, if we can go to demonstrations with no social distancing in the name of social justice.
June and May, exactly.
So it's protectthevote.com. Go to protectthevote.com. Go to donaldjtrump.com. But in the last minute we have with you, Jenna, my wife, God bless her, voted early yesterday because she is a polling officer. She's going to be inside the building stopping the cheats from stealing that election. If you can do that, God bless you. For those who haven't done that, what is the best advice you can give them? Some people said to me, if you voted before early in the mail, you should go to the polling station to make sure that your vote has been counted. Is that silly? Well, what is the best thing that people can do now as average citizens?
Yeah, so the best method, of course, is to vote in person. But if you need to, then make sure that you're not giving your ballot to a third party.
Like the ballot harvesters.
Like the ballot harvesters. Go and drop it off yourself at a polling location, at a confirmed ballot box. And if you want to check it, like my home state is still Colorado. That's my home state. I still will be voting there. And they actually have a ballot tracker. So I am making sure, though, that my ballot is tracked. And when I actually turn it in, I'm going to make sure that it's counted.
Okay,
if not, I'm going to be there in Colorado on election day.
So you've got to look it up for yourself. Go. There's a tool you can use. It's a website called KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Thanks to the Job Creators Network. They'll tell you in your municipality, in your state, what the regulations are. Can you track your vote like Jenna can from her home state? Please be aware and make sure your vote isn't stolen.
Make sure you know what the deadlines are and the rules are in your home state.
Protectthevote.com. Get others registered. Get others to vote.
Vote.
I'm Sebastian Gorka. We've been talking to Jenna Ellis. This is America First. If you're calling us today, great. But who are you using as your cell phone provider? If it's one of the big mobile companies, guess what? At the end of the month, they provide monies from your account, contributions to things like Planned Parenthood and gun control organizations. Don't let them. Go with PatriotMobile.com, the only Christian conservative cell phone company rated number one in customer service. Go to PatriotMobile.com/GORKA to get a free Samsung A11 phone with a 2-year commitment until November 7th. That's PatriotMobile.com/GORKA, 972-PATRIOTS.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
It's out of control, and it's like a third arm, maybe a first arm, of the DNC. Twitter and Facebook, really, it's a massive campaign contribution. This is a third arm of the DNC, the radical left movement.
He's absolutely right. That is, of course, the president. We have an army arrayed against us. Legion, the left wing, including the pollsters. They're not polls. They're suppression propaganda. The media, social media, Silicon Valley, Hollywood, and the legacy media. But it's okay. Why? Because we've done it before. In 2016, just wind the time travel clock back 4 years and remind yourself what was arrayed against us, against those who love liberty, love this, the greatest nation on God's green earth. The same. The media was in the back pocket of Hillary Clinton. The cultural elites, the policy elites, the establishment, left, and in many cases, right, did not want Donald Trump, a non-politician, to become our chief executive, to become the 45th president. But he did. Why? Because something happened that was beyond party affiliation. Democrats, salt of the earth, working class Americans, said, yes, this man loves America as much as I do. And I'm not going to tell anybody, but I'm going to vote for him. You've heard today the breakdown of the polls. Just how false they are. You've seen the treatment the president has received at the hands of the mainstream media for nigh on 4 years. But it's okay, because with you, we can win. I have a very simple message for you. We have 17 days left. What are you going to do every single one of those 17 days to make sure America wins and Donald Trump is reelected? Go to DonaldJTrump.com, sign up, join the team, make calls for the president at TrumpTalk.gop. We together can win. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Never give up. Never give in. Stay frosty and listen to the president.
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.